Hello everyone, welcome to another batch of my Curious Creature podcasts, a special type of podcast where you'll learn some fascinating facts about various curious creatures that you may have never heard of before. No need to wish about what animal you want me to cover, as I'll probably do it eventually. And speaking of wishes, why don't we wish upon a star and talk about the starfish? Are you ready? Then let's roll out the facts. Starfish are a species of star-shaped creatures that make their home in the deep blue ocean. These astral oddities come from a special type of family known as echinoderms, where you can expect to see urchins, sea cucumbers, and even sand dollars. No, I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about those bottom-dwelling urchins that vacuum up any bacteria they find on the ocean floor. Anyways, the most stellar thing about these creatures are known for are their striking star-like appearance. Usually a starfish has around 5 legs, but on some occasions they can have more. For example, the sun starfish has around 20 arms, but that's nothing compared to the Antarctic sun starfish, who can grow up to 50 arms at once. I bet it must take an eternity for it to wash its hands before dinner, you know, if it wasn't already underwater. And speaking of dinner, why don't we talk about what 5-star meals that these stars of the sea like to eat? The starfish's grocery list consists of mollusks, such as clams, oysters, and mussels. But how do they eat them? They have no teeth, and there sure as heck aren't any dentures in the ocean. So what's the solution? Well, I'm proud to say that it takes guts for them to eat their food, quite literally. Once prey is too starstruck to notice its presence, then the starfish ejects its own stomach from its body, where it produces digestive enzymes to melt its prey into mush, which it then sucks back into its mouth, stomach and all, without so much as a thank you. Also, did I forget to mention that starfish eat sea sponges on occasion? You know, I think I've given SpongeBob fangs a shiver down their spines, if you know what I'm talking about. And if that isn't bizarre, then just wait until you hear about how these sea stars are on par with axolotls with insane regeneration abilities. Let's say if an animal, like a lion, lost one of its legs. In captivity, that'd be something, but in the wild, it'd be curtains for that titan tabby. Thankfully, starfish don't have to worry about this problem, due to their bodies containing special cells that can produce in wounded areas. If at least the central disc of its body still remains, then a starfish could regrow a lost arm in just 1 year. Heck, they could even regrow parts of their brain. If that doesn't get to your head, then I don't know what will. Well, I'm afraid it's lights out for today's podcast, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more anticipating animal facts, all from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later!